Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hey, this is Jess Fisher, and this is Castaway, I think. Like with a dash before the C, you know, like podcastaway. The title is still working, but anyway, hey listeners, Jess Fisher here. So I have my podcast idea, have my outline in hand, typed up on an old-timey typewriter from the 1930s. What now? Oh yeah, I have to record it, don't I? Man, do I have to buy stuff? Chris?
Jess?
Do I have to buy stuff?
What do you mean by buy stuff? Do you
like
mean
to make a podcast?
Like food, groceries, snacks?
No, I'm talking about equipment. What equipment should I buy? Should I sell my kidneys?
What equipment should I buy? The good news is you do not need to sell your kidneys.
That's good news.
That's very, very good news. The second piece of news is that there is a lot out there where it's not very expensive in the grand scheme of things. Now, you know, expensive is a subjective thing, but for around $100, you can get like a really good podcast setup that comes complete with a microphone and something that plugs into your computer that allows you to plug in that microphone and a set of headphones. I mean, you can find those kind of bundles on Amazon, on Sweetwater, Guitar Center, any of those kind of things.
But B&H.
The thing that's the most important before any of that, before you run out and buy equipment, is the room that you're recording in.
Oh, so I should take off my shoes because I was about to run out and buy equipment.
Take off your shoes, sit down. And let's talk about this. A lot of people, what they do is they lock themselves. They find a closet in their house. They don't literally lock themselves in, but they they set themselves up in a closet and record from in there. Because the fact that the room is smaller, you're going to have less reverb, less sound of your voice bouncing off the walls, back into the microphone. Exactly. So reverb is your voice literally bouncing off the ceiling, off the walls, off the floor, and bouncing back into the microphone. So that's what you're hearing. You're almost hearing kind of a delay, almost
like an echo.
Yeah, exactly. An echo that's so fast that it sounds like a large space.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what if I have a guest on my podcast? Do I buy them equipment too?
Well, you can, or you can call them and see what kind of equipment they have, and you can spend time making sure that they are in a correct room. Now, I will say, just by putting yourself into a closet does not mean that it's going to sound great, because then you can go completely the other direction where it sounds like a closet and it sounds like this.
Oh, okay.
And it's so, so small, it starts to sound like this.
Closety.
Closety. And that's almost harder to make sound good than somebody who isn't.
Oh, like from an editing perspective?
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's a real delicate balance. You know, you want to find somewhere where it's a small enough room, but not so small that you sound like you're coming out of a cardboard box. So things you can do. You can take the mattress off your bed and put it against a wall or wrap it around in the closet or do stuff like that. What you want is things that will absorb the sound on the walls.
It literally absorbs the sound like a sponge?
It does, like a sponge. So if you're talking, and let's say your microphone is like, there's a wall behind your microphone. What's happening is you're going into the microphone, but your voice is also going past the microphone, hitting the wall, bouncing back off the wall behind you, and then off the ceiling, off the floor, off the sidewalls, and back into the mic.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is you want to put stuff on those walls and on the floor and on the ceilings that make it sound just really, really what we call dead.
What we call dead. Right.
What we call dead. You want the room to be really dead.
So that means not echoey.
Yeah, which, you know, the other, an echoey room is sometimes called a very live room.
Live. Oh, huh. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So that goes back to me saying that, you know, you can find really great, inexpensive deals on microphone, headphones, and all the stuff that you need in, you know, conveniently put together packages that are made for podcasting that you can find anywhere. And it can be as little as $80 to $100, you know, and you're set up and ready to go. But you have to also take a lot of time and sort of figure out where you are going to record that sound. Because like I said, any microphone, doesn't matter how good it is not going to be able to make the room sound good.
Mm-hmm. Well, truth time. About a year ago, Chris told me what equipment to buy for my voice acting career. So I don't know things. I was doing a bit for the pod. I have a Rode NT1A and an Evo 4 interface. Cost me a lot of money. I turned my closet into a makeshift sound booth by getting some cheap soundproofing from Amazon and sticking it to the walls. Mm-hmm. I have a music stand where I put my scripts, but since it's made of metal, I actually cover that with a towel. But because podcasting and voice acting is literally 24 hours of my day, my whole life, I've made that commitment to create a permanent space in my home for it. But you totally don't have to do that. It's because
Jess, you're making me so proud right now.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I remember working through this with you, and it has helped a lot, right?
I mean, oh yeah. Chris actually called me one time because he was like, "You're sounding closety," and like we FaceTimed, and he was like, "Oh, put more soundproofing in this corner, put a blanket up here," and he helped me figure out how to make my space sound good.
Yeah, and don't forget the ceiling, right? People forget the ceiling. Remember, I think you and I talked a lot about the ceiling.
Yeah, exactly. And do you have a setup, Chris?
I do, yes. Well, you know, I have a professional studio behind my house where we do all the Gen Z mixing and stuff, and I mix records for people and different things. So mine's set up and purpose-built to be a recording slash mixing slash music composition podcast creation room. So my room, and you don't need to go to this length, obviously, my room is like mathematically built. There is a math to it, you know.
Yeah.
I've had professionals that are much better at this stuff than me come in and measure the room and decide where to put all of the baffling, and the baffles are set.
What's a baffle?
Oh, a baffle would be another name for what you were calling putting on your walls.
Oh, the squishy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you could call a mattress on your back wall a baffle, you know.
Oh, I did not know that. Cool.
Yeah, so I had somebody come in here and, you know, that knows more about it than me and put in the baffles kind of in mathematical locations based on reflections and how sound bounces around a room. So you can get super nerdy about it, you know, and it makes a huge difference. You know, I have a cloud, what's called a sound cloud above my head, which is baffles that are maybe like 5 feet by 3 feet wide stuck together, and they hang down from the ceiling. So what it does is it stops reflection from bouncing up into the ceiling and back down into my microphone.
Wow. I didn't know that. Yeah. I've never been inside the studio there, so I did not know that.
You haven't.
I know. Great. Isn't that crazy, fans? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right, listener. You know what to do. If you want to invest in sound equipment, do some research. Figure out what you'd like to work toward buying and create a savings plan. We recommend that you don't buy anything and instead figure out the quietest place in your house. Have fun with it. Record yourself speaking in different areas of the house, under a blanket, surrounded by pillows, and listen back. Compare the different sounds to figure out the best spot for your at-home recording booth.
Mm-hmm. You know what's really great?
Wow.
Do you remember during the pandemic when we set up the vocal booth in my house? I created a whole bunch. I basically took a bunch of boxes that were like storage, those little storage document boxes.
Yeah.
You'd get, you know, when you get fired from a job and they hand you the document box and you walk out with it.
And you walk out theatrically. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I stacked a whole bunch of those up until it made kind of like a booth. Uh-huh. And then I took a bunch of moving blankets, you know, moving blankets they wrap like pianos in, or, you know, sometimes mirrors or something that's like really, you know, those are super cheap on Amazon. And then I just placed them around and above and created a little booth. And that is just as good as anything. I mean, it just, you know, you walk in and all of the, now it's not going to keep any of the sounds from outside from coming in, mm-hmm. but it's going to make what you're recording sound good. So I wouldn't, a lot of people get confused and think I have to be super quiet so I can't hear the lawnmower outside. That's not the case. Mm-hmm. When the lawnmower comes, you just stop recording for a while until it's done, and then you go back. It's more about what your voice sounds like in that space.
Right. You know, it's funny. We were recording Rewind last week, and I was staying at my friend's house, and I was just sitting in his closet. And I was like, oh, Chris, how do I sound? And you were like, perfect. Like,
yep.
And yet my at-home boot, like, studio was like, I worked so hard on it. Mm-hmm. And it sounded just as good in my friend's closet.
Yep. Not all closets are created equal. That's one
true.
Thing for sure.
That's true. That's true. Well, thank you so much, Chris. I'm sure I'll be calling you about sound design pretty soon.
You know where I live, Jess.
Sure do. Thanks for listening.
Podcast Title Pending is a production of Gen Z Media. If you're an educator using podcasts in your classroom, visit us at gzmclassroom.com for materials, lesson plans, or to request a visit from a GZM creator. For more great family audio, go to gzmshows.com and follow us on social media at Gen Z Shows. Be sure to follow Podcast Title Pending wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss any new episodes.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all?
The unicorn?
Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.